Lover Boy on the Moose, 103.3, Perry Sound, Georgian Bay's biggest variety. 8:45 on your Friday morning, and minus 31 degrees still in downtown Perry Sound. Wind chill making it feel like minus 38. We can expect a high of up to minus 12, but the wind chill still going to make it feel like minus 25 out there. And not the best way to start our long weekend, our family day long weekend, unless you're kids at school who have an extra day. That's definitely a good start. But the family day long weekend coming up, and lots to do around this area. They've got the Sequin Sled Dog Mail Run happening tomorrow as well. There's free public skating at the BOCC on Monday from 11 until 2. There'll be a hot chocolate, coffee, donuts, as well as hot dogs, and you could get a free pair of mitts if you're there early. Just a heads up on that. That's put on by the town of Perry Sound, and just a great opportunity. But a lot of people I know, they'll be out on their sleds and sledding, and we all know that it can be dangerous. And Brian Cameron from Oatley Vigmond has given me a call, and we talked yesterday, and just about the dangers of snowmobiling, some of the dangers out there, and as well, if something were to happen, you know, fingers crossed that it doesn't, but there are some avenues that you can go. With Family Day Long Weekend coming up, lots of snow here in Cottage Country, so many people are going to want to get out onto their snowmobiles, but snowmobiling can be dangerous. Brian, tell us a little bit about if snowmobiling accidents are a problem here in Ontario.
Yeah, well, they are a problem, but not so much because of just the sheer numbers of them, but because when a day out in a snowmobile goes wrong, it usually goes very wrong. There's very few minor injuries in snowmobile crashes.
What are some of the most common types of accidents when talking about snowmobiling?
Well, they tend to fall into two groups generally. Somebody will hit an obstruction that you can't see because of the snow, rocks, docks on the lake, that sort of thing. Or perhaps something they can see, like a tree, so you have a single vehicle into an obstacle. And the other general grouping is when two snowmobilers are riding too fast and too close to each other and they crash into each other. And either the outcome is usually very serious.
And we've all seen the numbers, but the OPP say that there has been quite a lot of accidents over the past 4 years. And those people that are injured in snowmobile accidents, they often have a lot of bills to pay and things like that, but there is some compensation available, right?
Well, yeah. People who ride snowmobiles, the law requires that they get the snowmobile insured under a motor vehicle liability insurance policy. So you have access to two groups of coverage, and the first is accident benefits or no-fault coverage that pays for medical and rehabilitation benefits, income replacement benefits, attendant care, that sort of thing. And the second thing you can do, if you're not at fault, if you haven't just run into a tree for no good reason, is sue the person that hit you, much the same as you would in a motor vehicle crash. And what you can recover largely depends on what kind of injuries you suffer, as with any other case of this sort.
Now, before you just jump into a suit of something like this, very important to talk to a qualified personal injury lawyer like yourself, right?
Well, yeah, it is, because you're shopping for someone who, in the serious cases at least, is going to be giving you security for the rest of your life. You should be asking questions like, have they been to court? Are they respected by the insurance industry? How many of these kinds of cases have they actually done, as opposed to referred out? Don't rely on billboards or advertising, including my advertising. Don't just rely on that. There's a lot of information available online about a lot of people who do this, and there are some good ones and there are some bad ones. You should spend at least the amount of time you might shopping for a new car in finding a qualified lawyer and not just some random face on a billboard of somebody who probably has never seen the inside of a courtroom.
Now, Brian, for anyone wishing to find more information, where can they go to get more information either about yourself or just about personal injury lawyers in general?
If you just Google personal injury lawyer Barry Masulka, Perry Sound, wherever you happen to be, you're going to find a lot of different options. But just make sure you check them out first online, and then you call them and see if you're comfortable with a person. And I know our website has a list of questions that you ought to ask. And you should ask them of not only anybody at my firm, at Oatley Vigmond, but you should ask them of anybody you call.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, Brian, and hope you have a great Family Day weekend, as well as everyone out there, and hopefully your services won't be needed because of something this weekend.
Well, I'm hoping everybody goes out and I don't get any calls Monday and leave the alcohol at home when you're out on the snowmobile.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
You have a good day.
To learn more and get some of those questions from the website, it's PIALAW.ca. So you can go check that out for everything that Brian was talking about. But as he said, hopefully nothing happens this Family Day long weekend. Be safe, everyone.